Well, it's time for the children's sermon. I would like to invite my young friends forward for their part in our service today. Why don't y'all sit right along here? There's a good place right there. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad to see all of you here today. I have a couple of things to show you. Actually, three things. You know what this is, right? It's a coffee mug. And then I have what?
A teapot.
And then finally, I have
a flower pot.
All three of these things are made from the same material. What are they made of?
Clay,
that's exactly right. Did I miss something here? It's clay. And they are molded into their shape, and they're put in an oven and heated up so that they become hard. Now, you notice the teapot here doesn't look like it's made of clay, and that's because it has a green glaze on it. But if you look here in this little part, you can see the part where it looks like clay, where they didn't get glaze upon it. That's right. Now, I don't know who made these different things. Somebody different for each one, I'm sure. But each thing is made for a specific purpose. Why do we have flower pots?
So we can put flowers in them.
That's exactly right. Could I drink coffee out of a flower pot?
No! There's a hole in the bottom.
There's a hole in the bottom.
That's
right. You're right. Could I drink tea out of a teapot?
Woo,
you're right about that. It would burn me. It would be terrible. And could I plant a flower in this?
No.
No. Boy, we're revved up today. You're right. We're not. Yeah, you couldn't do that. Each thing has been made for a specific purpose. Now, I don't know who made these, but do you know who made you?
Jesus.
That's right. God, Jesus made you. Now, why did he make you?
Because he wanted
We were made in his image. That's right. That's the way he made us. And the purpose that he made us for, the reason he made you, is so that you would know and love him by knowing Jesus Christ. You see, God wants you to be his friend. He wants you to have fellowship with him, to know him and to love him and to know how much he loves you. Isn't that great that he would have that reason for making you and me? Isn't it sad that there's so many people in the world today that are missing their purpose? They don't realize that God made them and loves them. You and I can tell them about that. But before we do, we need to remember that God made you and me, and he made us because he loves us and he wants us to love him. Will you try to remember that as you grow up? Oh, good. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for these boys and girls. And thank you for their moms and dads. And bless them, I pray, as they grow up. And help us all always to remember that you made us. And that you made us so that we might know you, love you, and serve you for Jesus' sake. Amen.